This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cox locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada. We're going to be talking about appliances. Lee in California, thank you so much for patiently waiting. You want to talk about Maytag? Lee, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Lee, are you there? Well, I put Lee on the phone.
Okay, I figured out what I did wrong. I pushed the wrong button. I apologize.
Yeah, it's the other one on the other side.
Gosh,
so, Lee, how can Frank and I help you?
Okay, me and technology don't work. That's the first thing. But I have quite a few questions, and I'm wondering if I can bounce a bunch of them off you. You know, just to kind of get your insight. Yes, one of them is a Maytag, but before I get to Maytag, can I bring up computers? So this guy died and left a lot of stuff behind, right? He didn't take anything with him. And one of them is a stack of computers. There's like 20 towers that I have. I'm kind of wondering, any value in old towers? Anything inside of it, or just take it to the recycle center and be done with it?
Well, I do have a comment. Frank, do you have a comment?
Well, I know that the boards, some of them are made of gold.
That's true. That's absolutely
true.
That's true.
Okay,
yeah, gold is a fabulous conductor, probably the best conductor in the world that we know of. And so when you have to put a lot of current through a small trace, gold is a great way to go. Also, gold has great thermal characteristics such that you can remove the heat from gold. So the reason that the central processing units have gold in them is because and gold is malleable and ductile. So you can stretch it and you can make it really thin. Carries a lot of current, but it's expensive. And so in the central processing units, there is a significant amount of gold. You're probably not going to be wealthy from this, but here's the problem. We have said at USA Prepares that the things that you need are going to go up in cost. The things that you don't need, like electronics, are going to go down in cost. So last night, I asked our son to pick up used on Facebook Marketplace for me going forward with the broadcast. I need Windows 10. I can't run Skype without it. So I don't have Windows 10. I've got Windows XP. And it worked great until Genesis decided that they can't support us anymore. So I have to build something with Windows 10 to use Skype. Well, what I'm finding out is you can buy a used monitor, like someone who might have bought one, like a 20-inch monitor, bought one for working at home. They're selling them after they bought it. Now it's worth $20, maybe $40. Wow. If they bought keyboards, they're virtually worthless. So here's what I got yesterday used. A 3 gigahertz Dell computer with 16 gig of memory and a solid-state hard drive, 256 gig, and two 27-inch monitors and the cables for $230.
Wow.
Now, so if you contrast, and that's pretty much current technology, pretty much, and it's several years old, but what I'm saying is those monitors are huge, but I need that to drag and drop and run the production. I can't do it with a 17 or 20-inch monitor. I can't do it. So what I'm saying is the value of used computer technology is very, very low. Like a network switch that might have been $300 15 years ago is probably worth $20. That's what I see them on Facebook Marketplace for. But I'll tell you what I would do. I would, you know, take some pictures, put them on Facebook Marketplace, or, you know, however you plan on selling them, and see what you can get for them. But if you recycle them, you know that those are going to get shipped out of the country, and they're going to be burned for their electronics, they're burned for the gold, and the rest is going to pollute the air and the ground.
Yeah.
So in terms of recycling,
exactly what I wanted to say, Ben.
Great. Okay, Frank, go ahead. Please continue.
No, that's exactly what I wanted to say. They will go to another place and get burned up and pollute. So might as well do something here.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to give you the bad news. Now, I have a whole bunch. I have the same problem that you have. And I look at it and I go, wow, a network switch? I could, you know, if I needed one, that'd be great. You know, $300 then, $20 now. Keyboards, you know, probably $5 now. Mice, probably $5 now. Now, there may be a market later on where people are trying to reconstruct old computers that they had that they can no longer get parts for because they've been discontinued for 15 or 20 years. And for example, NASA needed some parts, so they say, for Cape Canaveral, you know, maybe 30 years later. And they had to go to eBay to find an old computer that would have the parts in it that they needed.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, that could happen. And what Frank has said over and over and over, and it's absolutely true, is that you're probably going to have to go to eBay or a source like that for a part, a timer, a control board, or something like that for your appliances. Same thing with your computers.
Right now, it's not
worth much.
Can I change the subject to another items that were there? Old transmissions, know nothing about them, you know, but there's some automatic and one stick. Obviously, I know nothing about them. I mean, it's the same thing. How do I get a price and say, okay, that's worth $20, $50? I mean, I would have no clue what kind of price to put on some old transmissions.
Okay, so what you do is go to eBay. You go to eBay, and now, do the transmissions work?
I know nothing about them. You know, the guy died, okay, and computers, transmissions, and a lot of other stuff.
Okay, so one thing you can do is you can put take some pictures and say, I acquired this through someone who had passed on, and limited information about them. And then what you can do is you can find out what the core value is. Now, there is a core value for manual transmissions and automatic transmissions.
Okay.
So you can look up what the core value is, and then if you assume that it works, let's say the core value is $200 for a transmission. You can say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll sell it for $300, but you know what? You're taking a risk because neither one of us knows. It might be good, and it might be just a core. So that's one way of doing it. There is a core value. There are core values for even old lead-acid batteries. It used to be $4, $6, $8. Now it's like $21 or $22. So old things now have some core values because of the metal in them.
That brings up another question in my automobile. I've got one bad cell. Is there anything that could be done with that battery with one bad cell, lead acid?
So you're talking about a 12-volt lead acid battery in a vehicle, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, it depends. It depends on what caused it. So if it's a mechanical short where plates are shorted, the lead plates are separated by a piece of phenolic resin paper or an insulator of some kind, if it's physically damaged, the answer is no. But if there is extra sulfation on one of the plates more than the others, which is unlikely, you might be able to restore that by using a lead acid battery desulfator.
Okay.
That's spelled D-E-S-D-E, one word, D-E-S-U-L-P-H-A-T-O-R. And I was talking to a guy, Mike, at Republic Broadcasting Network, and he was telling me that his gel cell battery, two batteries in an uninterruptible power system, just quit after like a year. And it's like $100 every time you go to buy a set of these little batteries. And I said, well, I've got the same problem. I've got the same UPS uninterruptible power system, 1,500 watts, and I put a desulfator on it. And within a couple days, the pulsing. It goes, it blasts, boom, boom, boom. It takes the 12 volts from the battery, and it charges the capacitor, and then discharges at about 67 volts, and it just chips away at the sulfate on the plates. And within a couple of days, that battery bank is in the uninterruptible power system. It's working just fine. So how much does this cost? Well, it used to cost $27. On eBay now, they are about $42 or $43. The one to get, if you're going to go to eBay, is in a heat sink aluminum package. It's blue. Blue with two cable clamps on the ends, one red, one black. And it has a display for the voltage, and it will work between the 12, 24, 36, and 48 volts. It's auto-sensing, and I've got three of them, and I've got them running all the time, and they work great for me. So,
okay. Would you spell it again, please?
D-E-S-U-L-P-H-A-T-O-R. D-sulfator. And by the charging and discharging of cycles of a lead-acid battery, sulfate builds on the plates, which reduces over time the current storing capacity of a battery. And this just blasts it off, and it kind of reconditions it. Now, you're probably not going to get, you know, a new battery is 100%. You know, you might get it up to like 95%. So what I do is I don't let the batteries get bad. Every couple of months or once a month, I'll put the desulfator on with a charger for about a day and take it off. And I just keep moving this desulfator. I've been doing it for years and years. And here's the thing. It's bigger than this, but let's say we have 30 batteries. 30 batteries in our vehicles and equipment here at the farm. And if the batteries last 3 years, which is what they're supposed to last, right? The program to last 3 years. That means that I'd be replacing 10 batteries every year, forever.
Yeah.
10 batteries at, you know, $150 or $100 a piece, that's $1,000 or $1,500 every year. So for a $42, $43 desulfator, I can get them the last 7 to 10 years.
That's impressive. You know, this battery, I want to jump over to Frank after this, but this battery that I'm talking about, at the time, I just didn't have the money, so I bought the cheapest battery that I could get. Yeah, and it was a 2-year warranty, and I bought that back in 2019. You know, so, I mean, I'm still using this cheapest battery. Obviously, like you've been mentioning throughout the years, you know, charge it. Charge it. You say it over the air. This is the time to charge it, you know, a trickle charge. So, you know, follow just doing that. And I'm impressed with it. You know, a 2-year warranty battery is lasting.
All right, let's talk about that for just a couple of seconds. Okay, so what is a warranty? So it used to be that. Then Frank, I'd love to hear Frank's comments on this because I do not want to monopolize today's class.
No.
Frank has been talking about, you know, like good, better, best. Okay, and it used to be that if you bought, and we're talking about the old days of Sears, if you bought the good one, that was the least expensive. And then the better one would be a better quality, and then the best one would have more features. But basically, the middle level, the good one, I'm sorry, the better one, would have the heavy-duty, you know, motor and durability features, construction. And then the best one would have the same kind of construction but more features. That was typically the way it went. Well, when it comes to batteries, here's what happens. So the economy batteries are the same size for that group. Let's say it's a group 24, group 27. Same size, but smaller amount of plates. So the surface area of the plates is smaller. We'll talk
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Pat Pacheco's with us. Lee's in California. So, Lee, just to flesh out the rest of your question, you bought probably a middle-grade battery, okay, the two-year, because there's a one-year battery, you know, 18-month battery, and there's a 24, which is what you got, and then there's a 36, and then maybe there's a 60. And the 60s don't seem to last 60 months. They seem to quit after 3 years. When I was working at Sears back as a mechanic, a junior mechanic back in 1970, I said to the shop foreman, I said, you know, the batteries for automobiles, 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, and that's the best anyone else has is 36 months. But we've got one here at Sears. It's a diehard, 48 months. And it comes with a white case, not a black case like everybody else's. The case is white, and the top is black. And I said, so how is it that our battery lasts 48 months? And everybody else can't seem to make that happen. Why is that? Because there's only three battery manufacturers in the country. And they make all the labels. No kidding. So he said, well, they don't. They don't last 48 months. We just warranty them for 48 months. And I said, well, how's that work? He said, well, here's how it goes. So we take a 36-month battery, put it in a white case with a black top. It looks different. We call it diehard. We warranty it for 48 months, and then after 36 months, it quits, and the customer comes back, and we say, okay, well, you've got some remaining balance on your warranty, so we've got a credit of like 25% unused. We'll credit you toward the price of the new battery. He said, we've got battery customers for life. Okay, that's one thing. Yeah. All right, so let me tell you the rest of the story. All right, here's the rest of the story. So it's physics. So if you look at the capacity of a battery, either in amperes or cold cranking amps or cranking amps, no matter how you look at it, the cheaper batteries have, less expensive batteries have a lower capacity. And a battery, car battery, does not generate electricity. It only stores it. It takes the energy from the alternator or the generator if it's an old vehicle, and it stores it in the battery. So the less expensive one have less lead in them. Less material, but it's the same size case. So the plates are shorter. So if you measure the plates from the top of the case to the bottom, you'll find a lot of extra space in the bottom of the cheap battery because it's got shorter plates. They're not as big, and they're not as many of them. So, yeah, it does not have the capacity. So the difference, I believe, in many cases, not all cases, but many cases, is the warranty. And the warranty is something you pay extra for, and then you bring back the dead one, and you get a replacement. But you're going to get it from the same company. That's the Sears Roebuck model for diehard batteries. Frank, any comments?
No, other than the fact that the warranty one really needs to be careful. And I don't know much about batteries, but definitely, and I'm just going to change the subject about warranty for students. My experience is with furnaces. They will give you a lifetime warranty and a heat exchanger, which is great. Then you buy that product. 5 years later, the warranty, the heat exchanger disintegrates, whatever it is. Then you say, oh, but it's under warranty. Oh, yes, it is under warranty. But we don't have one for the next 6 months. Now, imagine that happening in the middle of the winter, Vince.
Yeah.
So as a general prospect, is instead of looking at the warranty, look at the product that you're going to be buying.
Yes.
And I'm sure the same thing with batteries. If you buy not the one that has 48 months, but the one, as you said, the 3 years. And no, I don't recommend buying lower bottom for sure because, as you said, plates are small. The same thing with appliances. But then on the high end, you're just paying for bells and whistles that you probably will not even know or know how to use it. So that's my comment to that.
So, Frank, I have a question for you regarding a Maytag. One of the things I want to say, first of all, is this is good for me. I get to talk to the great Frank out of Canada. It's good to hear your voice, and you're here, you know, assisting us between the two of you guys, over 100 years of experience and knowledge and wisdom. So thank you for being on the air, Frank. Appreciate it.
Total joy.
So this Maytag, I know very little about it because the tags are gone. And anyhow, I'll just say it. And I need to get a drive belt to replace it. I don't know where. Yeah, I mean, obviously you can go online, but I'm digitally challenged. Any thoughts on where I can pick up a drive belt?
Yeah, there's a commercial coming up, but a number of places. Okay.
And Lee, I second what you said. Frank is extraordinary. I just love broadcasting with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have met in Miami, reportedly to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met Sunday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. It's almost enough to make you stop doom scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They're the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Last day I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Please with us in California. Frank's with us in Canada. Frank has been in the appliance business for. Over 40 years. Yeah, and he's been teaching. Well, he's taught at the college level, refrigeration and technical
course. Being in front of the class, teaching. But when, the Maytag washing machine, I want to take it a little bit further because there's no use me just saying, well, get this belt here, get this belt there for our class because obviously a lot of other listeners, a lot of other students. Maytag was one of my favorite machines. And when he said, I need a belt for it, he's probably talking about the very old style Maytag. With those Maytags, there's two belts. One of them actually drives the transmission. The other one actually drives the pump. So for class, who I am sure there will be a lot of students still with this beautiful old Maytag in their homes. Try to repair it as much as you can, even if it costs a little bit more, because you'll never get another Maytag machine like the one that they produce. Maytag company events with products made in the United States partly went out of business because they made their products so good. and not only that, they knew that machines needed to be serviced. And Maytag washing machines and dryers were I just love to go and repair them because they were so easy to get into them, which will be a class that we'll have in our new sessions and how to get into appliances. But going back to the Maytag, so our student that's calling in, you need to first find out why your belt broke, because they do last quite a bit. So I want you to kind of lean your machine to the back and check that pump out. Make sure that pump is not seized that caused your belt to break, and it's the same thing for our students. Okay, so because there's no use getting a new belt and then finding out that it's going to rip up on you again.
Yes.
And then another important thing about the Maytag and the simplicity events of the Maytag transmission or clutch assembly was very simple. It was a motor on a rack with two springs. And the idea there is the Maytag started to run, the springs would let go, allow a little bit of tension, and as the outer top, inner top spinned, it would really make itself strong again. So make sure that part where the motor is going in and out, that it does a smooth back and forth action. Unfortunately or fortunately, WD-40, which is what I use, I'm sure there's other things that you can use. Just spray in those wheels to make sure that motor is going in and out very smoothly.
That's good. Thank you for that.
And then the belt. I'm so thankful and grateful to a certain extent with eBay. So many people are discovering vents that you can actually make money taking an appliance apart and putting it on eBay. So probably that would be the first place that I would go through to get this belt. Now, eBay cannot help you with a model and serial number, but however, if you look closely and if your belt is not worn to the 10th degree, you'll probably be able to see a number on the belts, and that's what you can make reference to get it on eBay. Now, I also, being in the trade, I have suppliers that I go to, and I can, if it's okay with Vince, I can give you two numbers that you can call them, and I'm sure they can help you with it. Is that okay, Vince, or you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Well, one of them that I use quite a bit is Reliable Parts. They're called the 1 million parts people, and, their number is the 1-800-663-6060. I'll say this slowly again. 1-800-663-6060. And then another company or parts person that came up, and they're very much active in searches, is called Parts Select. Parts Select. And their number is 1-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- 1-888-950-5503. 1-888-950-5503. Now, those ballots are not all that expensive, and if it's that's the only thing that you have wrong with that washing machine, and it's probably 30-plus years old, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, so this machine, it is very old. I don't know if it's an 80s or 90s model. Mm-hmm. You know, you tip it upside down, and that's where the belt is underneath the
that's
unit.
Right.
Okay, and what I can't determine, because it did get shredded, is its actual size. You know, and I'd like to have a good belt. I mean, if I go to the local parts store, they're going to have one of those V-rib belts, and that'll last a whole year or two, right? You know, I mean, I don't know how to size, to get the correct size. Or, you know, to determine this model unit mm-hmm. is what I'm looking for, you know, a belt for this unit. Nothing is on the unit.
You can do the little trick that I do, and maybe if they're listening to us, they won't like it, but I usually phone my parts supplier, and they're very good, and I don't even know why they're, but they'll give you the part numbers of that belt, and I turn around and I go to eBay and see if I can get it.
Yes.
Now, see, here's the mistake that you're going to be making. Those belts are meant to slip because, as I said, there's no specific clutch system in those Maytag washing machines. So the belt is that the V belt will slip around the transmission. And if you don't get the proper belt, yes, your belt will only last about a year. But then, you know, it is what it is. But so that's why, so that's the kind of thing that I would do if I were you, and if you were closer to me, I would have given two just for having that old machine.
Yeah,
I still have some in my basement. Don't see them much anymore, Vince.
It's kind of fascinating when you look at this unit.
Sorry.
It's fascinating when you look at this unit. It is so old, that the thing is still working. You know, I'm shocked. Now, one of the problems that does happen, this I became aware of it, so I just had to pre-wash before I put the clothes in. If I, in the wintertime, when it's cold, if I load it full of clothes, then I start the machine, it'll seize up. But if I put the water in, soap in, let it start, it's agitating, then start adding clothes, it won't. Only when it's cold is the worst time for that machine.
Oh, I'm laughing because you should have Vince go there with his little syringe needle.
Okay, so that's it.
Obviously, it's the oil. It's getting old. Unfortunately, those transmissions are not as easy as the one that Vince has. It is a whirlpool. That's what it is. And you're like me. You're making it work until the last degree. And it's so, how can I say, rewarding. Like my trucks, I use them to the last drop. Because, you find ways of dealing with the problem that they have, and you find a way, get that oil to transmission, because it's probably old oil. Get it going, and once it's going, then you can do a nice, beautiful wash.
But so, Vince, do I drill a hole? Do I drill a hole in the transmission, Vince?
No, sorry.
There's a problem with doing that, and that would be the metal debris. But let's, Frank, you're more experienced with that model than I.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? Can he remove a cover? Can you remove the transmission cover?
No cover to remove vents, and it's a well-built transmission. And I'm afraid the way to do it was obviously to remove it from the washing machine vents, open up the casing on top, and then remove the oil and replace the new oil. But see, the thing here, Vince, now, once you start doing that, you're getting into bearings that will start to leak and so on and so forth. So it would not be something that I'd recommend unless you're prepared to go through the outer bearing, the inner bearing, the water seal. So when we used to do that, it was a half a day's work to replace the transmission in the machine, because it was not just replacing the transmission, it was replacing all the components that that transmission worked around with. But I think you got the thing.
It's rebuilding
slowly, get that oil kind of warmed up and so on and so forth, and then go for the big wash.
In light of everything you just said with the bearings and the seals and all that, I think I like the way the unit runs just this way. Like you said, get the oil. It seems to work fine like that. So thank you. I should.
Yes, no, that's the way I would keep from my
family.
Good that you have such an old machine. What a testament to the Maytag. Now, for our students, they'll go to a store and say, oh, Maytag washing machine. My grandmother, my great-great-grandmother had one of those. Vince, the problem is you're being cheated. Maytag was bought by Whirlpool, and they bought Maytag just for that name. So you can see. So be careful.
Same thing with Frigidaire. It used to be a great brand name. Actually, many of them, General Electric, RCA Whirlpool, Frigidaire. Frigidaire used to be General Motors. Philco used to be Ford. But, Lee, here's something that might help you. When you look at V-belts, I'm talking about the traditional V-belt that you're talking about, you can take a piece of string and you can wrap that string from pulley to pulley, and that will give you the inside dimension of the belt. Okay. It'll be end up being a little bit too small, but you want the whole travel amount of the belt, and that will be in inches. So V-belts used to have nomenclature like 4L48. That means it is 4/8 of an inch wide, 48 inches long.
Wow.
Another nomenclature would be 5L. That'd be 5/8 of an inch wide. Let's see, 5L40. That'd be 5/8 of an inch across the top of the V and 40 inches long. So you want to measure the wear point of the pulley so you know how many eighths of an inch that pulley is for the width of the belt, and then you want the length of the belt. And you might be able to get it at an auto parts store if you can't get the exact belt from the appliance recommendations that Frank had, Reliable Parts and Parts Select. So, Lee, I want to say thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us. And Frank, I'm looking at a Facebook Marketplace ad, and this is unbelievable to me. Here it is. It's a used Kenmore heavy-duty 70 series washer and dryer. Quote, free to anyone who can pick them up. Kenmore heavy-duty 70 series washer and dryer. These have been amazing workhorses for decades, but now need some work done. We have a new set coming, so we just want to give them to someone who can fix them or scrap them. Here's the critical point. The washer fills and drains, but the agitator won't turn. The dryer works, but something must be loose because it's loud. Pick them up, two guys in a trailer. End quote. So, Frank, the agitator won't spin. That's a $2 problem, right?
Probably a $2 problem. A little bit more than $2, but it's probably the splines are gone. Probably because he overloaded that washing machine at one time in his life. So yeah. But,
okay. I was thinking the dogs. I was thinking the agitator dogs. These
could
plastic.
Very well be the agitated dogs, Vince. Okay, for our class, there is an actual agitator, and then and most of these Kenmore Whirlpool washing machines, they also have the top part of the agitator. So you got a bottom and the top part. There's actually two parts to the agitator. So if I was going to go and look, I would see which part was not moving. Okay. So if it was the top part of that agitator assembly vents, then those things called the dogs, and I have no idea why they call them dogs, but it's kind of what a kidney, think of a kidney pool, put that down to the smallest of the smallest. And yes, they do wear out and possibly for overloading. But then the actual agitator vents goes on top of the transmission shaft. And if you overload it, you can cause that transmission splines to kind of be eaten away. So, and And the other, we might as well go one step further. I know it's almost time for me to go, and I'm enjoying so much talking to our class, and I am so happy that you're finding a way of keeping us on air. Is sometimes the agitator, the coupling or the shaft from the transmission starts to rust out, Vince. So you got, what you got to do is get in there with patience, try to redo the splines on this shaft. And I basically use a steel saw blade just to go in there and make it come back to life again. So
you're just chasing. You're chasing the splines with a hacksaw blade that can kind of cut into the middle of those splines and reshape them.
I got a blade. I put tape around it until it fits my hand properly, and just go up and down, and while having a coffee in between with my customers. How you like that kind of a job, Vince? Vince, that call was so beautiful. Oh, and you know that was fantastic. Will you be able to have students call in with our new system at all?
Well, here's what. I can probably do if they can come in on Skype. I can probably do that pretty soon, and if not, I have what's called a digital hybrid, and this is this will take a landline RJ11 jack and convert it to an audio signal that I can put in the microphone mixer. So I might be able to give a telephone number out and let our students call in that way. And then I can put them on the air. And that's entirely possible. I have to figure out how to do it. I have the equipment. I have that old piece of gear.
I'm sure.
I knew I would need it. I knew I would need this piece of gear. And I bought it before it was, you know, all of them were scrapped. It's tube powered. It's an antique. But it works. And I knew I would need it. I just didn't know it would be now. But, you know, we're talking about.
No, but that was so nice. Of course, he called me the great Frank from Canada, but I want to tell him the greatest is Vince, because for 40 years in the appliance repair business, Vince, 4L, 5L, 6L, never really cared much to know what that meant, but now I do.
Well, you know, Frank, I have a lot of bruises. I've done a lot of things, and fortunately, our Creator blessed me with a memory that works, you know, part of the time. And so these things just keep popping up. And as I was thinking about the belt, I was thinking about how I had this long pole with a hook on the end, and at the automotive parts store, and I would reach up with a customer and grab one of those belts, and it's 4L, 5L, you know, 3L. But yes,
and that's very important.
And class, we're talking about dogs that's spelled D-O-G-S, just like, you know, the puppies. And these are these little paisley-looking things or kidney-shaped-looking things with a little hole in them. And you could put four of them in a teaspoon, four of them. And they're really small.
Yeah.
They're very inexpensive. But if they break and they're plastic, your washer will not agitate. So that there's two avenues if your washer doesn't agitate, and it is one of the Whirlpool type designs, Whirlpool and Kenmore.
That's right. I can see you've done that before.
You bet. And I keep them in stock here at the farm. Yeah, because I know they're going to break.
Well,
Frank, I'm looking forward to being with you next Monday. You're going to be the first one with the new system.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.